Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
You're listening to Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness here in the Imperial Valley, sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. We've been bringing you weekly wellness radio for about 14 years now. So if you've been a long-time listener, I want to thank you very, very much. If you're a brand-new listener, welcome aboard. We search high and low for the best topics to help support our community's mental health, behavioral health, wellness. And so we're more than happy that you're joining us. And we really want to encourage you today as you hear the show to kind of think about if there's anybody else who might in your family, in your community, in your neighborhood, whatever, benefit from hearing the show, because this is available on podcast. Go to KXORadio.com, click on Let's Talk About. You may have already done that. You may be listening by podcast, in which case this is kind of redundant. But you go to KXORadio.com, and you click on Let's Talk About It, and you get a list of shows. And you can go way back in the list. But you take the show that you like today's show featuring youth mental health first aid, and you say, well, you know, I'm going to send that to this teacher or that administrator or this person in the church or Sarah, who just told me she's having a really hard time with her teenager. And because I think that'll help them kind of, you know, figure it out and get the support and the help they need. So that's what we do here. So my job is to ask easy questions. I'm your host, Scott. Maria's not here today. Our guest today is going to answer those with really complex, well-thought-out, very informative answers, and I'll introduce him right now. And your job then is to share the show with people in our community who may benefit from it, because that way we all get the benefit to the right spot. Okay? Thank you for helping us out on that, and welcome aboard. This is Let's Talk About It. So my guest today is Joe Sines. He's a community service worker for Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. And more importantly, and for the purposes of the show, he is a facilitator trainer of training called Youth Mental Health First Aid. And we're going to spend the next hour talking about that. Welcome aboard, Joe.
Thank you.
So where would you jump in with Youth Mental Health First Aid?
Well, it's a training given to those that, you know, don't have a professional mental health or behavioral health background. So what we do is we teach intervention and prevention skills in the event that maybe someone might know of somebody or maybe be a parent themselves who maybe noticed a change of behavior and emotions within like the youth or their child, for instance.
Yeah, yeah.
And what we do is we teach them how to like go about how to approach them and how to kind of address it and how to help them get the help they need.
A lot of attention is being paid now in our community and everywhere, it seems, on youth mental health. It's always been a big deal, but it seems like it's a bigger deal now.
It is, because the sooner that we can identify certain emotional or behavior problems or mental health problems in general, the better that individual can grow and cope with what they're going through or manage it better than they are when they get older without it being identified.
There's a lot of pressure on youth to proceed along a pathway of success, right? I mean, it's like your trajectory to career. It's your and what can happen if you're timed out by a mental health problem that could have been identified earlier. You may lose a year or two of school. You may lose that chance at going to college. You may lose that additional career and income that opportunity would have been afforded to you if you could have gotten help sooner.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
and kids don't play around anymore. I mean, I remember like having free time and sitting around when I was a teenager. You don't see a lot of that in teenagers.
No, I mean, you got your social media and cell phones nowadays. So most kids are preoccupied with what's going on the internet then.
Is it, since you're not a kid anymore, do you see that as being an influencing factor on kids' mental health?
I believe so, because, you know, even for adults, too, we're so preoccupied staring at our screens, we don't really see what's around us and what's going on. And as far as having a toll like on mental health, I believe that we see a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of positive things that come out of the internet.
I mean, if that were a post, I would have liked it. Yeah. I'll say that.
But also there's a lot of negative things that pop up on the internet, and, you know, I like to think I see a lot more bad than positive, and so that can really put a damper on people's emotions. And
you've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio, and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.